Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
It's that time of year. You're starting to get asked for a whole lot of money because schools are doing the fundraisers.
I got 3 pie order sheets. This past week alone. I have no kids in high school, by the way. 3 pie order sheets. One of those pies is 8 inches, Anna, and it's $45.
I don't know when pies became such a hot thing. All of a sudden, everyone wants to sell these fancy pies, and they cost a whole lot of money.
You know, I like the pies over the wrapping paper. The wrapping paper is never enough to wrap an actual gift anyways, and it's super thin. I get the fancy stuff. The tape doesn't stick, or the other ones, the paper stuff, it's too thin.
I think a lot of schools have gotten away from the gift wrap. I haven't gotten a gift wrap request in a long, long time. You know, my kids, I have my younger daughter is in first grade. My older daughter is a sophomore in high school.
Yeah.
I get hit up for everything. I was at field hockey practice this past weekend with my first grader, and one of the moms came up to me. She's like, "Here's the shirts you ordered." And I was like a deer in headlights. I'm like, the shirts I ordered.
You're like, what? When? Yeah. How did I agree to that?
That was a breast cancer fundraiser. There were field hockey shirts that were made. And, you know, they were great and all that. But I feel like I'm blindly clicking at this point because there's so many of them. And then my nieces are in a theater program at another school. And I just get straight GoFundMes from them. And I was like, is that better or worse that when you're getting something versus you just make a monetary donation and that's the end of it?
What is your standard donation? You know, it's not a family member. It's not, you know, a big thing, but it's a kid from the neighborhood or whatever. Like, what's your standard donation?
$20 to $25.
Okay.
And so. I feel like it's a lot, in all honesty, because I feel the once you get labeled as the person.
Oh, you're on the list now.
Oh,
yeah. It's like being on a timeshare call list.
It's like every year I get the same emails from the same people. And I get it because we work a lot of fundraisers. We work a lot of charity events. All these things are important, especially when it comes to the schools. But they're like, I got to pay my bills.
It's crazy, right? Mm-hmm. And they have lofty goals. I mean, I'm just going to say that, right? Like, you know, listen. You know, raising the cash to put on a production or something or keep the lights on or whatever is great. When you tell me we need to buy a new $50,000 Mercedes Sprinter van or whatever, like that's a lot, right? Like just it's a lot.
They say that walkathons and fun runs raise the most money for schools.
Okay.
Sometimes between $50,000 and $100,000. I was like, wow. I started thinking about it. And there's nothing worse than when a school does a fundraiser that you're not into. I don't like curry. Like the smell of it. Turns my stomach.
Okay.
You know, I don't know why. Everyone tells me that it's delicious and I believe them, but for some reason, me and my dad, we can't stomach it.
Doesn't work for you.
There is a curry night coming up that I want to support so badly. Mm-hmm. And it's a trivia curry night. And I can't go because I can't walk in the door and be there. But I was like, I think I'd rather the curry than have to buy 5 pies for $45 each.
I don't think they're going to make you eat it. You know.
It's the smell. It's not the taste. It's the smell. Sometimes technology is scary. We Robot, that's the event that happened in L.A. that Elon Musk runs. He was talking about all the things he's working on.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one of the things.
As you can see, I just arrived in the Robotaxi, the Cybercab.
Woo!
And there's 20 more where that came from.
What?
Who's getting them? Who's getting those 20 RoboCabs?
Where do they find these people that their job is just to scream in excitement?
I mean, that's every live audience for every TV show, for every event like this. I mean, it could be one group of people they bus from place to place, but I'm pretty sure that there's always a gig for that.
Robotaxi is a fully autonomous car for less than $30,000, so nobody drives it, and it's scary to me that nobody's driving that thing.
Less than $30,000. Mm-hmm. I don't think that lasts, but I mean, hey, I mean, that would be incredible. Listen, if everybody was being autonomously driven everywhere we were going, we'd have no accidents. That's what they say. Here's the problem, though. If you're the only person that's got one, how's that going to go?
I mean,
I don't know.
I don't know. I know the future will be different, so I'm trying not to be pessimistic. So one day I look back on myself and I'm like, what an idiot.
Right.
I said cars wouldn't fly.
I sound 1,000.
Yep. Also, the Donovan, which is a 20-passenger vehicle that will be able to shuttle people. It looks like kind of the monorail at Disney World is
it's
what
like
it looks
a, it's like.
It's
like a bus.
Yeah, I guess.
A robo-bus.
But the humanoid robot Optimus is what everybody's talking about. I want you to imagine in your mind that it looks exactly like a stormtrooper, and here's what he said about it.
Fundamentally, at scale, the Optimus robot, you should be able to buy an Optimus robot for, I think, probably $20,000 to $30,000 long-term.
That's actually so, not... Hold on right there. $20,000 for a robot that literally does everything for you doesn't seem like a whole lot of money,
what
right?
What color are you going to get it? Can you get it with like pinstripes and stuff?
I don't know.
Can you like a spoiler on it?
Get rims? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
So, and what can it do? It'll basically do anything you want. So it can be a teacher, babysit your kids. It can walk your dog, mow your lawn, get the groceries, just be your friend, serve drinks.
Oh, God. Whatever
you can think of.
Somebody in the audience is like, I need a friend!
Exactly.
I need a friend!
We went through a period where Raven didn't have any friends. And remember? Remember when you didn't have any friends?
That's not true.
Remember, that's when we had to hook you up with Jim.
No.
We had to find Raven a friend at one point. We could have just bought you this robot.
The conversation was, make a new friend as an adult. Not that I did not have friends. But I'll take a robot friend.
You can believe. Hold on. You can believe whoever you want in this situation. You can believe whatever.
That's amazing. Okay.
So getting back to the robot. Mm-hmm. So now Optimus robot that's coming. It looks like a stormtrooper. You can get it for $20,000. It'll babysit your kids and be your friend, serve you drinks.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, if you're going to get one of these robots, one, what are you naming it? Because I'm not naming it Optimus. Duh.
Yeah.
And two, what are you going to have it do for you?
Well, you know, here's the thing. I share your thoughts on the fact that you don't want to name it Optimus. I mean, I don't know. What's with all these, like, Roman names or these, like, you know, powerful names? Proximus, Maximus, whatever it may
Isn't
be.
Isn't it a Transformer?
I need nothing like that. I want it to have, like, an unassuming, like, relaxed, like, regular dude name. So I'm going to go with, like, Doug.
Oh.
Or like Nathan or Connor. Somebody that doesn't seem like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like you don't hear the name and you're like, whoa, look out for that. Max. I thought maybe like dog names. Even Max is a little bit. How about Randall?
I mean, just pick one name, Raven.
Randall's
you're only
good.
Getting one robot.
Not Randy. Randy's wild.
Okay.
Randall is very relaxed.
All right. I'm going to name mine Jessica after Jessica Simpson. You want to know why?
Oh.
That was the name of my first GPS. Remember when GPS first came out and they could change the voices?
No kidding.
I picked this girl's voice that to me sounded just like Jessica Simpson. And I figured if my first GPS was named Jessica Simpson, so will my first robot that's going to be running all my mom errands.
And you should be safe then.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
The black and white way to interpret the law is that if somebody gives you something as a gift, it's yours, and that's the end of it.
Right.
But when you go through a breakup, and not all breakups are easy or good, you know?
Most of mine have been the opposite, thank you.
Exactly. What should you give back that was given to you as a gift, and what is yours, and you can just keep it and not think twice about it?
Mm.
So, Raven, I was looking at this list. It says if you're given one of these three things, you don't have to give it back. I agree with two out of the three.
Okay.
One, clothes. Yeah, I mean, like, you've been wearing a pair of jeans for 2 years, now I got to give you back these jeans for what? That doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make any sense at all. That's a spiteful decision.
Jewelry. Also agree. Like, that's a gift. That's something special. If I gave you a PS5, it's kind of the same thing. Are you going to give that back to me?
So a PS5 is the same thing as jewelry for a man?
Boys and girls. Yeah.
I mean, I would just say, like, jewelry is personable, right? So you hand somebody something. What are you going to do? You're going to take that jewelry back and give it to your mom? You give it to your next girlfriend? That doesn't make any sense.
Funny you should bring that up, but I'll get to that in just a second.
Mm.
And the third is the one that I'm not 100% sure I agree with is housewares. Like, okay, like if we bought something for our place, like a really high-end Cuisinart blender.
Or one of those KitchenAid things.
Those things are expensive.
Oh my God, it's ridiculous.
I'm not 100% sure that's I think that's something that has to have a conversation. Or whoever paid for it probably gets that back.
Yeah. I mean, if you're leaving the place, I think you leave it there, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been the one to buy people off, Anna. That's the thing is when my situations have gone bad, you know, a couple times I've been the one like, I'm going to keep paying the lease. You're not going to pay the lease. So I'm going to stay here in the apartment. So, you know, you need to move out. And then I'll be like, you know, here's a parting gift, like a sofa set.
So weird.
Yeah.
How many sofas have you given to ex-girlfriends over the years?
At least two full sets. and a dining room table.
So weird. It's the strangest thing to me that your parting gift is furniture.
Yeah.
Like, when you buy the furniture, do you buy it? Well, like, let me just buy the cheapest couch I can find.
No.
Because she's eventually going to leave with it.
So that's the thing, is there's a lesson to be learned. It's like, I should have bought a more moderately priced sofa set each time.
Mm-hmm.
Each time I was like, no, this is the one I'm keeping. This one's for me. I love this.
Yeah.
And then buy. Adios.
I met my husband when I was really young, so I really only had a couple boyfriends before I started dating him.
Yeah.
And one of the guys, I remember, I was with him for a long time, so I had a lot of jewelry from him. And I wasn't sure what to do with the jewelry, because the truth is, sometimes you have the jewelry, but you're not going to wear
it. You're not going to wear it again.
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of it, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
But it was a really pretty little diamond pendant necklace, and it was beautiful. I gave it to my mom. I'm like, Mom, you want this? She still wears it.
Yeah.
25 years later.
Do you ever run into your ex-boyfriend and he sees your mom with it on and he's like, oh.
No, not at all. Imagine he's like, wait a minute. Didn't I give that to you when we were 17?
Right,
like,
when we were in eighth grade. Didn't I save up for 6 months for that? Yeah.
I don't know. Top three things you get to keep if you go through a messy breakup. Jewelry, clothes, and housewares? Yeah. But when you broke up with somebody, what did you keep? 1-800-330-9999. Greg?
She gave me a watch, like old school wristwatch. And I was actually wearing it when she dumped me. So I dumped it. I mean, I was stopped to get something to drink. And outside the liquor store, I saw a person who I thought just needed it more than me. So that homeless dude, hopefully he's still wearing it. But that is... I was all too happy to get rid of that and all the memories.
What kind of watch was it? Was it a Swatch watch, Seiko, Movado?
Swiss.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, it was, I think it was a Fossil or something. It was nice. It was really nice, but it wasn't super, you know, sentimental meaning, too much to look at.
About to say, if it was like a Rolly, you got to sell that.
No.
You're not handing it off
to somebody. Rolly. Forget that. The Rolly, I'm waving it in her face as I walk out the door and be like, but I'm keeping this.
Yeah. Lindsay, what'd you get from your ex?
A ring.
An engagement ring?
Yes.
Yeah, well, you kept it, right? Like, I mean, what'd you do with it?
Well, he actually asked for it back, so I ended up giving it back to him, but I kept it until he was begging for it back. So.
Yeah, you wait for him to beg. I get it.
Yeah.
That's smart, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. What was his reasoning for asking for it back? He just wanted the money?
He needed it. Yeah.
Was it a nice breakup or a mean breakup?
It was mutual.
So you made him sweat it out anyway.
Here's the thing. No matter what you pay for a ring, like, you're not getting a lot of that back.
The minute
right?
it walks out the door, it goes down in value by like 70% or something wild
like
that.
It's like a Chevy SUV, right? It's just gone as soon as you pull off the lot. Yep. So, like, I always look at it like pawning it is not worth the loss of sentiment, the time, and all that. But, of course, if you despise that person, then all those rules go out the window.
Mm-hmm. And then about 2-3 years later, I got a new one, so... Yep.
From the same guy or different guy?
A different guy.
Oh, good. Yeah, well, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, all right, good. Jacqueline, what did your ex give you?
My ex gave me a camper, like a camper van, when we were together. And we were actually living in it for a while.
Oh, boy.
When we broke up, I decided to keep it. And so he was on his own.
You know what? I mean, listen. Something like that definitely has a good value. I mean, you were out doing the nomad thing, so then you got like some bad memories attached to it. But don't tell me for a moment if you've got those bad memories when you're out there traveling together or staying together or whatever, living in it for a minute, that you're not thinking to yourself at sometimes, wow, this thing would actually be all right if there was just one less person in it. Right? Like, I mean, you had that 100%. Thought, right? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you were able to girly it up or do whatever you wanted to it after it. Like, hit the road, bro.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, I'm with that. You want to sell it?
Stephanie, what did your ex give you, and what did you do with it?
My ex gave me a T-shirt to their university, and I used to love wearing it. Like, yay, go family, right? But when we broke up, I cut it up, and I was like, yeah, take that. It made me feel better just to cut it up, like, you know.
Destroying things of your partner. Yeah.
Yes.
Have you done that before?
I didn't, but my brother-in-law, when he broke up with his fiance, she destroyed all his clothes and threw them out the window on the front lawn.
What did your brother do?
I mean, he broke off the wedding,
yeah,
you know?
But, and I'm guessing for bad reasons, right, or whatever.
He didn't want to marry her anymore.
Well, that's a good reason, actually. Mm-hmm.
I mean, the whole thing was sad. I don't even want to talk about it. But it was funny that she did that. I mean,
Nice.
According to this article online, experts say you can only keep gifts from an ex if it's clothes, jewelry, or housewares. Mm. Is that actually true? It's Karen Thomas. She is the nation's foremost etiquette expert. You can find her online at ktetiquette.com. Karen, is that true? Like, what do? You break up with somebody, it's over, now you got all this stuff they gave you, you keep it, you give it back. What?
Use it as a payoff.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Well, actually, by etiquette standards, what you should do is if you feel that it is something that you're not going to use, then certainly you're well within your rights to get rid of it, whether you donate it, give it to Goodwill, something like that. Absolutely. But if somebody asks for it back, so let's say the gentleman asked for the ring back, I mean, that can be a sticky situation. It was a gift. And if you feel that you're going to keep it and you're going to treasure it, it's one thing. But if you're going to keep it and pawn it, that's another thing. You really should consider giving it back.
You know, I'm going to go out here, Karen. I'm going to say this. Like, if it's a family heirloom or something like that, then I'm going to give it back. But I might want some compensation, to be fair, right? Like, depending on the relationship, how long it went, and how it broke off. Right?
She said
like
if, no.
Hey, listen, if they gave me a negative Yelp review, I might want to talk this out. That's all I'm saying.
Well, here's the thing. Let's say it was an heirloom. Give it back. I know that, you know, we broke up, but this has been in your family. Take it. You don't hand them a receipt and say, now I want to be compensated.
Mm.
Okay. But let's say you moved in together because Raven went through a period when he broke up with girls that the parting gift would be the couch.
Yeah.
He would give them the couch.
Now,
my daughter has just gone through a breakup and they had multiple items, housewares. They decided whoever bought what, do you want to take it? Do you not? And it was very amicable. You should always be amicable, regardless if the breakup was bad or not. You know, you want to be nice about things. But again, sometimes it's unavoidable where things get ugly.
These people that broke up and it's amicable and everybody's talking and everybody's civil, I don't know who those people are. That's why I'd be like, take the sofa. Oh, matching chair, no problem. Take the chaise, whatever it is that you want.
And, you know, in order to make a clean break, if somebody bought the item, let them take it. If somebody's offering to you to keep it, then keep it. When it comes to something like a car where there's a registration, then that's a little bit different. But, I mean, household items, jewelry and things like that, if you can't work it out, you should ask the other person, do you want it or not, and just move about going forward.
So you brought up a good point. It's like saying to them, do you want it or not? So let's say they bought you clothes or maybe they bought you a Louis Vuitton bag one Christmas or something like that. Do you immediately say, which of your items would you like back? Or do you wait for them to approach you?
Well, basically, I would go about it from an etiquette standpoint of saying, okay, look, we've purchased all these multiple items. What do you want to take with you? And then if he says, yes, he would like that Louis Vuitton bag, I don't know. I got to tell you, Anna, I think I might be a little, you know, not on the Louis.
Yeah, no, that's a personal gift. I think you're keeping that one. Right. And as being a guy, I would never ask for it bad. I would commiserate it about it forever, but I would never ask for that
but
bad.
But that's you.
You know, well, listen, when, that
give
comes
it to mom.
Spite, though, right? Like, a part of that is spite, too, right? So, you know, she said, what if, you know, we're having conversations, by the way, what if you've got the person who won't respond whatsoever? I think it's okay to just ship them a certain amount of stuff back and be like, here you go.
You could do that. You could absolutely do that. And again, that falls on the gracious side of being here. This is what is your stuff. And again, you know, that's a very difficult subject. But I think that if people try to look at it, not in the view of spite and just say, you know, all right, this is his stuff, this is my stuff, and do it amicably. But, you know, we're not living in a perfect world. So by etiquette standards, try to get through it amicably, politely, offer the stuff back. If they don't want it, it's yours to keep, and off we go.
Karen Thomas, you can find her online at ktetiquette.com. Who knew that you can get an award for being a super fan? This happened on Sunday night.
For years, celebrities Jack Nicholson, Spike Lee, Billy Crystal, and businessman Alan Horowitz have had a front row seat to some of the biggest moments in NBA history. Mm. And tonight, they will take their own places, inducted as superfans into the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield, Massachusetts.
Who knew that you can get an award and recognition for being a superfan?
Here's the thing. The Basketball Hall of Fame, they let everybody in. Everybody that basically played basketball and everybody that did anything, they do. They let everybody in. Other Hall of Fames, they could be a little bit tighter. Like, you know, Major League Baseball won't let in Pete Rose. But, you know, basketball, they'll let everybody in.
So Spike Lee is inducted for the Knicks, Jack Nicholson for the Lakers, Billy Crystal for the Clippers, and Alan Horowitz for the 76ers.
That's all nonsense.
So Billy Crystal was talking about his fandom.
Where I first started with the team, you know, 27 years ago, or as I put it, $3.2 million. that sometimes the teams were so bad, the players would leave in the third quarter to beat the traffic.
I was thinking about it. I'm like, you have to be a rich, famous person to be able to be recognized and to get inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame as a super fan, because how can you afford it otherwise?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of people that their families have had season tickets every one of those seasons. They just weren't seated up front. So you don't know who they are, right? You know, there's plenty of people that have been out there supporting the team. Listen, it's valid that these celebrities support the team. But, I mean, Hall of Fame. Come on.
But it's funny because last night I noticed Spike Lee was in the front of the Yankees game.
Yeah.
And I was watching him and I thought to myself, every time I see Spike Lee at a Knicks game or any New York game that he's supporting, he's always by himself. And even like, and I don't know if it was just a shot I happened to see in the news or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah.
But like where he was sitting, it was like surrounded by empty seats. And I thought to myself, does Spike Lee have no friends?
Yeah, where's your friends, bro?
Does he just buy the seats around him because he doesn't want to talk to anybody? And then I started thinking about it. I'm like, a lot of the times when you see these celebrities at these games, the ones that are there, diehards, they're always by themselves. And I wonder, do they just like to go by themselves? Is that one of the things you like to do by yourself?
I mean, sports can be one of those things that if you take the wrong person with you, it can ruin your experience, right? And if your team wins and loses, if you're one of those people that believes in a jinx, you might think that that could have something to do with it. I mean, I prefer to go to the movies by myself. I love to go to the DMV or an Italian bakery by myself. I don't want anybody getting in my way.
What?
Yeah.
Time out. Movies, I can understand.
Yep.
You've always talked about going to the movies by yourself.
Don't be talking in my ear while I'm watching the movie.
What? Why do you have to go to the DMV by yourself?
If you go to the DMV, like, because here's the thing is like all those numbers are clicking around you. It's beeping, you know, over and over again. There's that ding telling you which window's open, and they're switching letters to make you feel like it's moving along quicker, but it's not. And if somebody else is there and they're going, it just makes it so much worse for
me. And why do you have to go to an Italian bakery by yourself?
Because I can't have the judgment if I spend $30 on cookies. I just can't have somebody in my ear talking to me about that either.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
What gross thing did your kid bring home from school? 1-800-330-9999. I'm not talking about like in their backpack. I'm talking like their weird disease.
Oh, nice.
Oh, gosh. It's not their fault they're gross. It's just what happens when you put a bunch of kids together. My first grader, Dakota, she's been wearing her hair in the lice bun for the last 5 weeks.
What is a lice bun?
A lice bun. I'm not sure if that's a real term or if it's one that I made up and coined myself.
Okay.
But the minute I started reading on social media the rumors that there was a lice outbreak in my school district, I was like, uh-oh. Now, I had made it my entire life. My older daughter is in high school, and she never got lice whenever there was a lice outbreak. And if you ever get that notice from the school that there has been lice detected in your classroom, it's, I don't know why I'm so grossed out and scared by it. I think,
I mean, it's such a process to get rid of, though, especially with longer hair. I mean, you're going to be, it's weeks long.
My kids have so much hair.
In one time.
I wish I had half their hair. They have so much hair. And then you hear about, you know, you can't just use the shampoos. You have to go to the places. You got to get them picked out, and you got to get rid of everything in your house. And
if not, you got to shave everybody's head, get them on the monkey bars.
I actually got a message from one of the teachers that said all the boys started shaving their heads.
Yeah,
getting buzz cuts.
I mean, it's just easier at that point, right? Because it really gets in there and you're doing it over and over. That comb is terrible.
So
and everything is painful.
I called my sister because our kids go to school together. And I said, okay, I'm like, here, the lice bun, because she's. You know, her kids are younger than mine, so this is their first time having to encounter the lice.
Sure.
So I said, we got to put their hair in tight buns.
Yeah.
I go, then we have to use hairspray, and we got to buy that Fairy Tales rosemary spray, spray it in their hair, and make their hair as dirty as possible. We don't wash our kids' hair anymore. That's it.
Wait, I mean, the thought being what? That the lice can't grab it? They won't want to grab it? They'll slide right off?
It's so gross, they don't want it.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
That's what I've been told all these years. It's worked. Everybody knock on wood. Knock on wood. And ever since we've done that, we haven't had an issue. But then my babysitter came over to watch my little one last weekend, and she has ringworm on her face. She works with kids, too. She works in the elementary school.
Oh, my gosh.
And she was like, it's so disgusting. I had to go to the doctor and get the antibiotics and the cream today. And I'm like, kids are so nasty. They bring us, and they share their grossness. What is the gross
thing? If I had ringworm on my face, I'd be pretty upset.
Oh.
I have to say.
She's a calm person anyway. She's a saint. But in general, I would lose my mind about
it. This is all so gross.
Kids are gross. It's not their fault. It's not their fault. It just happens. But what's the gross thing that your kid got? 1-800-330-9999. Diana.
The grossest thing that my baby got was cradle cap.
Oh, yeah.
And oof, it was really gross. It was like he was turning into a little, like a little lizard. He had, like, scales on his head, and we were using baby oil for, like, 30 minutes before his bath to try to get it off. And, oh, poor little guy. It was he battled that for months.
We used to put olive oil on Hayden's head when she had it. And she had so much hair. So, like, when she was born with a full head of hair. So it would look like she had massive dandruff from all, like, the scabbing off her head, her scalp.
What's it called?
Cradle cap.
Oh, it sounds terrible.
A lot of kids get it. And they may not get it right away. Some of them get it even later.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot all about that. Jaden doesn't have it?
I don't think so. What,
many months is he?
What does he look like? It's 10 months.
It looks like your head is scaly. It looks like it's like flaking off.
Maybe a tiny patch, but yeah, not really. Like, not widespread or anything.
Good. He's lucky.
I don't want to look in that crib finding an iguana.
There's reports of lice at my daughter's elementary school, and I freaked out. Her hair has been in a lice bun for the last 5 weeks just to cover my bases.
You know, when you said lice bun the first time, I thought it was like a medical term, but it's like a crazy person thing that you've invented, but you believe it keeps your daughter safe.
Tight hair buns on top of the head with hairspray, rosemary spray, and don't wash their hair like once a week. Make it as dirty as possible.
Okay.
But kids in general are gross. They bring home nasty things from school. What was the last thing that your kid brought home from school that was nasty? 1-800-330-9999. Jennifer.
Whooping cough, pertussis.
Oh, it like takes forever to go away too, right?
100 days.
Oh my God.
It sounds like all hollow and the whole body kind of rattles when they cough, right?
Terrible. It is the cough that, you know, you cough, puke.
Oh,
awful. Nice. Nice. Good.
Lovely, right?
Yeah.
So glad those kids go to school.
Right. Yeah. Thanks, Jennifer.
Gina, what's that gross thing your kid got?
Ew. Like, he had all over his hands these warts. And I was like, where did you get those from? And he was like, I just was digging in the dirt. So I had to go get, like, those wart remover things, put them on. He was, like, screaming and stuff because I was like, look, you can get this off and we got to get this out.
The thing about warts is that they're really hard to get rid of. And I know very few people that actually succeed with the store brand remedies.
Oh, yeah.
I remember my daughter had them. I mean, and like there was like a cluster of five of them on the heel of her foot.
Mm.
It was awful. The amount of doctors we had to go to and different types of doctors to finally get rid of those. It was a pain in the butt. It wasn't just going into the office and them doing that dry thing that they do.
I used to have one on my hand and then I had one on the end of my thumb.
Uh-huh.
Like right here, right along the ridge of my thumb. It was so weird to have it there. We used to do the home remedy stuff, try that on there. And it was extremely painful because it doesn't go away in a day or whatever. They're like, oh, yeah, it'll be gone in 5 to 10 days.
Nope.
No, doesn't work that way at all. You're putting it on there forever. It's just cracking, bleeding. It's never really getting there. You got to go to an actual doctor. I had him freeze it off eventually.
I had a plantar wart, so the bottom of my foot. It was probably one of the most painful things I'd ever gone through in my life. And I'm relatively sure that foot doctor bought a boat off of how much money he made from me. Because I was there every week for months to get rid of that thing.
Yeah, but if I don't have to look at that busted wart on that foot, then I guess it was worth that boat money, huh?
Yeah.
Get that boat, Doc.
Also,
he can handle like that nitrous oxide or whatever it is, that cold stuff.
I asked him one time. He was a foot doctor. What's the professional name for foot doctors?
Podiatrist.
Podiatrist. Yeah. I said, why did you get into feet? And you know what he told me?
What?
You still make a lot of money and it's not that hard. That's what he said. He said he really wanted to be a baseball player. He played college ball. He was like, I just ended up doing this.
I mean, if that was true, why would you tell people that?
And that's the weirdest part was that he was hot. I had a hot podiatrist, so now I have my foot with the wart up in his face as he's telling me that he was a college baseball player.
You think he looks at you as like a witch, right? Like, oh my God. It's amazing. Or a troll. That's great.
Mike, how about you? What's the gross thing your kid got?
Well, my kid got that hand, foot, and mouth action.
What is that like? Huh? Like, I mean, I've heard it plenty
so
of times.
It's so common, Mike.
Right, it's common, right? Yeah. But what are, like, the symptoms? Like, how do you know?
Oh, you know. It's exactly what it says it is.
So it affects your hand.
Yeah.
Your foot.
Right.
And also your mouth.
Yes. But how does it affect them? You guys are being very vague.
Your sores.
I'm just teasing.
Oh, they're like lesions
gives you
and
skin
boils.
Rash, fevers, got sores on your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like something out of Victorian England, like a plague.
Well, it sounds like Ebola, so you just keep your kids home. That'd be great.
This happened yesterday.
3, 2, 1, ignition. And liftoff. Liftoff of Falcon Heavy with Europa Clipper, unveiling the mysteries of an enormous ocean lurking beneath the icy crust of Jupiter's moon, Europa.
Turns out people don't go to Jupiter to get more stupider.
Okay.
You see what I did there?
I'm very impressed
you
with
remember?
You geeking out right now
oh
on space
gosh.
Stuff, though.
Girls go to college to get more knowledge.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, boys go to Jupiter to get more stupid.
I said people because I didn't want to get emails.
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, NASA sent a spacecraft to explore Jupiter's mysterious moon, Europa.
You know what? Did NASA really send it or did SpaceX? Because they're the one driving.
The vessel, which launched yesterday, it's going to figure out if a deep ocean exists beneath the moon's icy shell.
Yeah.
And if it does, this is where it gets cool. It means that it may support life. So it's basically aquatic aliens, which is kind of...
Could be microbes, could
fantastic.
Be whales, could be sharks, could be anything.
Shark aliens.
Could be that by the time they get there, the cameras don't work. But we'll hope that everything goes according to plan. It's obviously a very exciting mission.
It's an exciting mission, but don't like sit at home and wait for results later on YouTube.
Yeah.
Because it's going to take 5.5 years and 1.8 million miles to actually reach that moon.
Yeah.
So this is a long game kind of thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was thinking about it. Like when we went to school... We learned about the planets and we had to memorize them and all these things. And then they were like, just kidding, some of these planets aren't really planets. And they started changing everything. And now they have the acronym, My Very Excellent Mother Just Serves Us Nachos.
That is a really long acronym.
That's for Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune.
Okay.
And the truth of the matter is they're probably going to change it again in a few years. So maybe we should just hit pause. On teaching kids about this.
I still represent for Pluto.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you were here first. All right. You're still here as far as I'm concerned, bro.
No. Okay. So I pulled some questions about space that are appropriate for a fifth grader, which I thought would be on par with what you know, Raven.
Okay. I mean, I don't know to be insulted or thrilled, but okay.
Let's see how well you do. What planet is closest to the sun?
Is that Mercury?
Yes.
Mercury?
Yes.
Correct. Yeah, thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Number two, where do most comets arrive from?
Outside of this solar system.
Can you be more specific?
The Milky Way galaxy?
No. The Oort cloud?
Oh.
Or in the Kuiper belt?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've heard of the Kuiper belt.
You have?
Yeah.
I haven't.
It's where they have a lot of asteroids and stuff, I think.
And comets, apparently.
Yeah, apparently. That's where they drive through.
Triton is the largest moon of what planet?
Triton or Titan?
Triton.
I think you mean Titan.
Maybe.
And I'm going to say Saturn.
No, it must be Triton because it's Neptune and I copy and pasted these questions.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. You were trying to sound smart. You
I was.
No, you had
well,
no
Titan
idea.
is a moon of Saturn.
Mm-hmm. It's also my friend's dog's name. Number
it's a cool name for a dog.
What planet is nicknamed Red Planet?
That would be Mars.
That's right.
Yeah.
And how about one more? Everybody should get this one. The sixth planet from the sun features an extensive ring system. What is the name of this planet?
The sixth planet from the sun, Saturn.
Yes.
Yay!
I mean, it's the only one I ever knew growing up because it was the one with the rings,
they
and it looked different.
Actually, they know now that some of the other planets actually do have rings, too.
Oh, great.
Just not as prominent.
Great. I would have failed my fifth grade quiz then.
Gonna have to update that, too.
Yeah. To all beef patties, special sauce,
lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun. It's your McDonald's Big Mac. You've got to taste it to believe it, you know what I mean?
Oh, I know what you mean. The chicken Big Mac from McDonald's has been all over the news lately. Here's what they're saying.
The Chicken Big Mac debuted in the United Kingdom 2 years ago. It was sold out within 10 days. Today, we got a behind-the-scenes look at the new sandwich, which includes all the classic toppings of lettuce, pickles, and Big Mac sauce. The difference, instead of beef, two fried chicken patties are now added.
Yep.
This guy sounds insanely fired up about it.
Everybody's fired up. And it's funny how people are either mad and calling themselves quote-unquote purists, because it should only be beef. It should only be burgers. And then the others are like, what are you talking about? Chicken sandwiches are the best. Why wouldn't we want more bread and more chicken?
I'll tell you what's going on right now. Chickens are terrified the world over. Okay, Anna? Because once I got an email about this, and yes, I received a direct message from McDonald's because they care so much about me. It was like, would you care if we changed the Big Mac? Which, of course, I would care. This is an addition to. They're not taking one away and giving you the other. You can still have a regular Big Mac. Relax.
Yeah, so the big question is, are they any good? So two of the influencers on YouTube, one of the most famous guys, Dame Drops. Here's Yeah, he's awesome. Here's what he said.
The chicken tastes the same. It's not juicier. It's not thicker, but it doesn't have the seasoning like the McChicken does. This one right here, I didn't enjoy. The flavors are all right, but the chicken falls flat on its face. It is bland, hard to understand. And you're more like a 2.5.
2.5 out of 5, not great.
Now, you got to know that the thing that we're going here for is bulk and bread. We're going for those two things, right? Because if not, you get the McCrispy. That is a thicker, crispier chicken.
This is Poppy Eats and what he had to say.
I mean, look, it's like I've bit into two giant chicken McNuggets. I really wanted to love this. I want you to know that. Because I love chicken McNuggets. They're my favorite things. I eat way too many of them. And I love the Big Mac. Big Mac's great. But there's this seasoning and saltiness and flavor you get with the beef patties from the Big Mac you don't get from these relatively flavorless chicken McNugget patties.
I mean, he's just talking like the other thing is exquisite. All right, can I eat this thing? I'm tired of listening to all these other people.
So we have the chicken Big Mac here. Raven has been drooling.
We actually have two of them. I don't know how that happened.
All right, so Raven is going to take a bite. You're going to give your review. You have to do it just like Dame Drops. Don't talk with your mouth full, though, because that's nasty on the radio.
He does.
Yeah, because people are watching that for him. Nobody wants to hear you while they're driving.
Oh, he's right. There's a lack of spice here, but I mean, I think there's room for more special sauce.
No, you're supposed to take one bite, not just keep eating it, Raven.
No, I have to keep. I have to verify.
Did you just suck your finger on the air? That's disgusting.
You put me in this situation.
Okay.
I think it's pretty good. And this is, keep in mind, reheated. I didn't get this. I'm not sitting in the parking lot right now at this point.
Wish you were. Hold on. So is the chicken like a chicken nugget or is it like a regular chicken breast?
I think it's more like a regular chicken patty. Definitely get the, you know, it definitely feels like a more filling sandwich. It feels bigger than the Big Mac. I'll tell you that. The regular beef Big Mac, because that one feels like it shrunk over the years.
All right. So if you had to give it on a score of 1 to 5, like Dame Drops it, if he gave you 2.5, what would you give it?
I'm gonna give it a 3.25. All right, and you gotta add a sauce. Like I would experiment with this, maybe a little bit of the tangy BBQ, maybe a little bit of the honey mustard or something like that. I would experiment with it.
And would you eat it again?
I'm gonna finish eating it right now.
Okay, all
thank
right,
you.
Good.
One couple.
He just doesn't seem to understand why should I go to this wedding now.
Just say no.
One problem.
I want to see her get married. I want to be there for her.
Make him an excuse she can't go and. You know, call it a day.
You decide the outcome.
It's so awkward.
It's Couples Score on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. And then it's up for you to decide who's right. The Couples Score is brought to you by Leaf Filter. Protect your home and never clean out gutters again with Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system. Claire and Larry. Claire, how long have you guys been engaged?
2 years.
And what seems to be the problem?
Larry's mom moved in with us a year ago. And at the time, I'm like, that's fine. Listen, I'm all about family. I'm all about Larry. But she's still there, and we don't have the biggest place. She's a mom, right? Not my mom. And she has a job, so she doesn't really need our kindness in this way. I feel that I have been very patient, and I just don't want to do this anymore. I want to live with my fiance. I want to focus on the life that we're building, and I'm kind of getting to the end of my rope here.
So you want to ask her to leave? Is that what you would like to do?
Yes, I would like to ask her to leave.
What was the initial reason that mom moved in?
Well, I mean, she needed her help, having some financial struggles, but I feel like she's taking advantage of it now. I feel micromanaging my own home. If she wants to pay rent, that'd be cool with me. Three people using electricity and water. There's groceries. Like, you want to have a space in my home. You don't need the kindness of our money, of the free rent. If you want to pay rent, you want to be an equal person in this space. Well, that's a totally different situation.
Larry, does your mom work?
Yeah, she has a job. She's been working. It's just, I don't know, she's alone. So how do you throw out your mother, you know, and how do you ask your mom pay for something when she's paid for you your whole life? You know, it's a little bit of a conundrum there, right?
To me, it's all just a shocking dynamic to be living in one house with the two of you not even married yet at this point. Young relationship, frankly. And one of your parents living in the house who's not in a situation where either they're financially destitute at the moment or need your help medically. It's hard to understand how it would work in general, but, you know, to each their own, I suppose.
I mean, honestly, I don't understand why she wants to do this. Larry, baby, I love you. I understand what you just said. How can you throw out the person who's taking care of you your whole life? But I feel like she's playing on that. She doesn't want you to be free of her in that way. I mean, why doesn't she want the autonomy of having her own life? And then she's still going to be part of our lives. You know, in fact, I think we would have an even better relationship, that we could engage with her in an even more loving way if we could have some space. But at this point, it's really affecting our ability to grow into our next phase.
Did she ever talk about moving out? Like, when she moved in, what was the plan? Was it temporary? Did she not give an end date? Like, how did it happen?
It's hard to answer the question. It's hard to ask your mother, who's done so much for you, hey, when do you plan on moving out? You know?
When she moved in, the word temporary was used. I mean, we didn't put a number on it, but that was the language that we were all using, babe.
No, I know. I just, it's tough.
Right. You see both sides, but I also understand, Larry, just in general, like, when it's your mom, it's your mom. Like, what are you going to say? Yeah. You got to leave? You got to pay rent? I don't know.
I don't know if you end up married, though, if you're living with your mom.
I mean, there's plenty of multi-generational homes. It's very common now.
Yeah, I just don't think that you do it before you're married. I think that if you're doing that before you're married, I don't know how often you're going to end up married.
All right, well, let's see.
Honest opinion.
What does the audience think? Can you ask your mom to A, leave, or B, to charge rent, to have her pay for her space? What do you think?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
What would you do if you were engaged and your fiance's mom moved in temporarily and that was a year ago? Can you ask for rent? Can you ask her to move out? That's exactly what's going on with Claire and Larry. They've been engaged for 2 years and his mom moved in temporarily a year ago, and here she is, and she doesn't pay any rent, and Claire says she's either got to go or start paying some money.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's just a whole lot for you as a couple to have somebody else staying in your space. I don't care if it's your brother, your sister, you know, your dog or your cat. I mean, your parents, obviously, it's going to be a whole other thing. Now, if your mom needs you, it's really hard to say no also, right? How do you say no to your mother when they need you? On the other hand, once they've been in there for a year, I think you probably got a pretty good feel as to what it is that they actually need and what that dynamic is like. And Claire is just saying, this is too much. She's got to go.
Yeah, except Larry is like, this is my mom. She raised me. She's lonely and she doesn't bother us. What is the big deal? Like, I feel really bad making my mom go when she's comfortable and happy here. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Melissa, whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side. I think that maybe they should just have a conversation where she can say, hey, it would be nice if you can chip in a little and do some saving and then put like a time frame on it, maybe like 6 months, get your own place. That's my opinion.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. What if you were living with your fiance and his mom moved in a year ago temporarily and she's still there? Can you ask her for rent? Can you ask her to leave? That's exactly what's going on with Claire and Larry. She has basically had it. It's like, you know, I love your mom, but when are we going to live by ourselves? She's either got to pay rent or she's got to go.
I think it's a very different situation if you've been married 5-10 years or whatever and somebody in your family needs help, right? And on the one hand, if this is going to be an ongoing thing with his mother, you know, it's good for them to know before they actually do get married. But How many people do you know that are engaged would actually get married if they were already living with other people, other members of their family?
Yeah, but Larry says, like, this is my mom. She raised me by myself. She's lonely. She's happy here. She doesn't bother us. What's the big deal?
I think he's making a choice, possibly, between his fiance and his mother if he does that.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Lori, whose side are you on?
Well, it's kind of hard because it's two different scenarios here, paying rent or moving out. I think the appropriate thing to be to kindly ask her to move out. If she pays rent, I mean, what's it going to be, another month or two before she decides, hey, now I want her to move out? Got to make up her mind what she wants.
Yeah, no, I think that probably for the best of their relationship at this point, it's probably best that the mother moves out. I tend to agree.
Timothy, whose side are you on?
I'm on Mary's side because you shouldn't ask your mom to pay rent. Family are supposed to stick together at all times.
Hey, Patty, what do you think?
I agree with the future wife because it's hard. They're just starting out, and she's already living there. You know, they need to establish their own life a little bit first. I've never heard of two people being engaged and living with the parents. I think it's a recipe for disaster. I think she'll get annoyed really quickly, and it's not going to end well. So I think they need their space to figure out their wedding, figure everything out, and, you know, mom could be nearby. They could visit. She could come over whenever she wants, but they need their own living space.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Claire, our audience agreed with you. Larry, you're going to have a conversation with your mom about, well, how long, much longer do you think you'll be staying here, and maybe you would like to chip in with the bills, or we can get a plan for when you leave. I mean, you don't have to be mean about it, obviously. You just talk to her honestly and say, you know, we're trying to start our lives together and we kind of want to see where we stand.
All right. Yeah, it sounds great. I thank the audience. And babe, it's so true. We can be so loving and kind when we talk to her.
Yeah, it's going to be a conversation that has to be had. It's not a great conversation to have, but it's got to take place.
I think end, it's going to be better for all of you. Best of luck, guys.
All right, if you have a problem, send an email. couplescore@annonraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $200 thanks to T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on iPhone 16 Pro. Brooke, you ready to play?
We will try.
Let's do it. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck, Brooke.
Okay.
Thank you.
So Raven is walking out of here. That big old studio is going to close. The door is going to close. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in, ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready?
Yep.
All right, number one. Anthony Hopkins will star in the new Maserati movie that is in production. Italian car movies have been a thing, including the biopic Lamborghini, The Man Behind the Legend. And what other 2023 film that starred Adam Driver?
That the Ferrari?
Number two, Nutter Butter followers are confused by their recent social media posts because it seems like whoever is running the account is in some kind of downward spiral with a very strange, like, images and videos. What type of food is Nutter Butter?
A peanut butter wafer.
Number three, Olivia Rodrigo fell through a stage hole during one of her shows in Australia, and she's okay, though. What's the name of her world tour?
I have no idea.
Number four, people are trying to figure out while Salma Hayek and Nicole Kidman had this tense interaction where allegedly Nicole pushed Salma's hand away and they were trying to take a picture with what famous pop star?
Well, what is her name? Was it Lady Gaga?
And number five, during an auction of Game of Thrones memorabilia, someone paid $1.5 million for the Iron Throne, even though it's just a replica molded from the original screen-used version. How many seasons of Game of Thrones were there?
11.
Let me bring Raven back in.
Yeah.
2 out of 5 for Brooke.
Not great. Let's see how I do. $200. Here we go.
Number one, Anthony Hopkins will star in the new Maserati movie that is in production. Italian car movies have been a thing lately, including the biopic Lamborghini, The Man Behind the Legend. And what other 2023 film that starred Adam Driver?
That was a Ferrari. Everybody was talking about his accent.
Yep. Number two, Nutter Butter followers are confused by their recent social media posts because it seems like whoever's running the account is some kind of downward spiral and posting all these strange images and videos. I actually think it's incredible marketing is what it is.
They're getting a lot of hits.
Oh, they've got like 1.4 million followers now just because they're putting all this wacky stuff up. Mm. What type of food is Nutter Butter?
It's a cookie.
Yeah, it's a sandwich cookie. I accepted what you said too, Brooke. That's good. Number three.
My favorite.
Yeah. Olivia Rodrigo fell through a stage hole during one of her shows in Australia, and she's okay. It was, if you watch it, you're like, oh my gosh, she's disappeared off stage right into a hole. What's the name of her current world tour?
Guts, right?
Yep, Guts is right. Mm-hmm. Number four, people are trying to figure out while Salma Hayek and Nicole Kidman had a tense interaction where allegedly Nicole pushed her hand away and they were trying to take a picture with what famous pop star?
Katy Perry.
Yes.
I heard it's no big deal. I heard it was just positioning and it's not really a real tense exchange.
Now they have the people that can read the lips trying to figure it out.
Right.
And even they, like when they translate it, it doesn't make sense. I think they're just trying to figure out where to stand.
Yeah. Mark my words, though. Nicole Kidman is the new Meryl Streep. Watch every show, every movie she's making. She is on a streak, man.
Number five, during an auction of Game of Thrones memorabilia, someone paid $1.5 million for the Iron Throne, even though it's just a replica, molded from the original screen-used version. How many seasons of Game of Thrones were there?
Seven?
No, eight.
Eight.
I'm sorry, Brooke, he beat you 4-2 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
It's Brooke, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy the shirt, girl. $300 tomorrow, Anna.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.